This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. When power comes back, you'll find us over there. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check that out, too. All right. Here she is from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Our president, number 46, as I like to call him, said that there's nothing that can be done to ease COVID's dark winter. He's abandoned his campaign rhetoric. Why?
Well, now he's saying that he misspoke.
Uh-oh. That's the message?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he misspoke because Fauci turned around and said, well, you know, you've all got to wear a second mask now. You got to wear the double mask, and that'll help. That'll really help. Wear the second mask. And I'm thinking to myself, what a moron. Jeez. Some of these masks that people got that are wearing are like two or three layered already. You know, they're made together like that, and they're cost like $20 a piece. They got some real fancy stuff going on out there, and he's telling them to wear a double mask?
Look, I asked this a long time ago, and of course this falls on deaf ears, but then again, I'm kind of a nobody in the scheme of things, and that is, do we have any other scientists, and I use air quotes for scientists, other than Fauci, that we can hear from? And, you know, there's plenty of other. Is he the only expert out there?
He's the most expensive one they got.
Well, exactly. So it's kind of like, can somebody, you know, bring in some other kind of voice? Now, we had Dr. Atlas there for a little while.
Right.
That Trump brought in to be another voice. But then the Democrats all had a, got their boxers in a bunch on that one. So when Trump left, he left, or just before he Trump left, Dr. Atlas left. So we're back to Fauci again. But how about we talk, can we have a conversation with the heads of these drug companies that have even developed these vaccines? I mean, I would say that they have the scientists, they have the virologists, you know, they've probably studied more about SARS and coronavirus than anybody else. I mean, they're the first line of all of this. So why can't we hear from them instead of Fauci?
Well, I guess he's got to earn that $417,000 salary, of the highest paid salary of anybody inside the U.S. government, short of the president.
Well, and here's the other thing. This cat Fauci also happens to have about a half a dozen patents.
Yep.
So most of them have to deal with HIV. But
yep.
Nonetheless, no. Well, we are where we are.
Well, Joe Biden yesterday talked about his 100 days in the White House. There's an initiative aimed at nothing less than the destruction of the U.S. firearms industry. Now, I got a message here a few minutes ago from Franklin, and Franklin says that the Biden administration tries to use lawsuits to kill the gun manufacturers for unlawful deaths, then the Biden administration has to be held liable for unlawful deaths and crime as a result of his open border policies. Great point, Franklin, right?
Well, they're really virtually trying every single thing that they can try. And some of it, you know, it could be effective. So your rights are no longer absolute. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, he's trying to repeal the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which is the one that protected the gun manufacturers from being sued for everything under the sun, which they already tried to get rid of a couple times, and it didn't happen. It went and it came back. So there you go.
Well, now they're going after body armor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And somebody got arrested in California for having more ammunition than you could own legally. Apparently they were transporting ammunition from point A to B, and when they got pulled over, they had more ammunition than they were supposed to have in their possession, and they got arrested for that. It was, I forget where it was, but it was somewhere in Central California. Kyle was talking about it here yesterday, and I just happened to remember that. All right, well, I'll drift over to this one. Rob Portman, senator from Ohio, is not going to run for re-election 2022. Someone's going to come in. How about Jim Jordan running for a seat?
Well, that's some of the chatter, but and I'm good with that, maybe. But, you know, we are in a situation here where we have to protect what we already have in the House. And, you know, Jim Jordan's obviously a good guy. You know, he's been fighting a good fight here.
Yep.
So we don't necessarily know at this point what 2020 is going to look like as far as who's running and who's going to hang in there.
All right. Hey, now, hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talk about them before because I use their product religiously, and I've been taking it for a little bit more than 5 years now. And simply put, it works for me. I've got a bad back. I've also got problems with my left ankle and my left leg swollen up. And I take the Relief Factor. Boom. End of story. Swelling down. Pain gone. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3 in it. And it goes right straight to the source of the pain to eliminate whatever problems you've got going on. Now, it certainly will lower the pain, if not get rid of it altogether. Depends on your level of pain. And if it's really bad, then sometimes you have to go to a doctor or a hospital. So here's what you do. It's 100% drug-free. It supports healing and healthy joints and muscles, too. You go to the website that they gave me at Relief Factor. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you start out with a three-week quick start. That's what you do, and that's how it works. $19.95, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have one of our friends and one of our favorite callers, Mary, is on the telephone line. Okay, Mary, what's your question?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to first say if you've heard of gain of function on the viruses with Fauci done over in Wuhan, China. And the other thing is, did you happen to see the keynote address of Xi Jinping at the World Economic Forum in Davos? He was the main speaker speaking of we have one world, and I got to tell you, that means us. So
sure.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, we are in a lot of trouble, but you first.
Well, Mary's right. He was, in fact, the keynote speaker. What he's basically doing is putting a threat out there. President Xi Jinping is putting a threat out there that to decouple from China is a threat to the world. And he's, but what he's really saying is that's intolerable. He won't stand for that. the rest of them were all talking about how they're going to rise in their respective countries' business, and in spite of the United States, they'll look at the models of the United States and its successes and apply them to their respective countries economically, so it's they're not going to rely on the United States anymore. Well, the United States has been pushed down in ranks by China. So Putin has not appeared at this. Biden is not appearing at this. So it really comes down to, you know, the Chinas and the Germanys and, and so forth. So, yeah, they have their own vision of world economic stability, and it doesn't include the United States.
Well, let me drift over here. We got Eric from Seminole on the telephone line. And, Eric, what's your question for Denise?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Yeah, real quick, ma'am, regarding how this you're talking about the coronavirus, and the captain addressing issues regarding Dr. Fauci and the double masking now and all this malarkey. In my personal opinion, it's malarkey. I feel that is just another squirrel moment in the backyard for the crowd to go chase after regarding.
Pretty expensive squirrel, Eric.
Hey, well, here's right. That's without saying. But here's the thing that your other caller just addressed: the gain of function testing that was done. That there is a, in my opinion, you can draw a line directly through Dr. Fauci and Francis Collins to the Wuhan lab of outsourcing certain gain of function testing on virology research, because that is ruled illegal by international law. And the, how should I say, the powers that be back in the day were saying, hey, maybe we really shouldn't be doing this. And then all of a sudden, Wuhan lab gets a grant of almost $4 million from the Obama administration circa 2014-15 timeframe to get this done. Now, how does that play into what we're seeing today? I feel, going tying this into the president, remember he said build back better. He got the message that he needs to stay on board with this, and that's why Fauci's coming out saying the two-mask rule. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, he brings up a couple of very interesting points there, and go for it.
Well, I've written about this a couple of times. What is going on in Wuhan and gain of function and all that isn't exclusively about China, because we have American universities that are very, very involved in the research and activities in China, and it's been that way for quite some time. So for all of this to kind of hit us by surprise is just a false notion. I mean, Duke University, University of California, UCLA, you know, many of them.
Okay, I think we got Backgammon Bob on the phone here. Let me go find out. Good morning. What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's me, Backgammon Bob.
Okay, I wanted to make sure because I got three calls came at the same time, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'll give you the third one. Anyway, just wanted to say China understands one very important thing. Might makes the right, and that's what they're trying. That's what they're working on, is their military and stuff, and that's going to be one of the most important things in the future, because when it comes down to it, at what point are we really going to go at it with them? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, thank you. And that's Backgammon Bob. Your thoughts on that one, Denise?
Well, you can't really argue with that one. You know, China has a cliche, and of course I don't speak Chinese, but I know what it is. He says there's one sun in the sky, and that sun belongs to China. The same thing with the earth. There is one earth, and it belongs to China. Mm-hmm. So if you keep that in mind with the power moves that China is making, you'll begin to understand kind of like their Chinese proverbs. So, yeah, it's a bad deal. And I don't see the Biden administration concerned about any of this at all, least of which is Taiwan.
All right, well, we got two calls, and I'm going to try to take them in order. So let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sarasota. My name is Dennis again.
Yes, Dennis. What can we do for you?
Well, I had two observations. I have thousands, but...
Well, you got to make it quick because I'm running out of time here, so you got about 1 minute.
Okay, the thing that really bothers me about this whole scenario with Biden and everything is that there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. It's not just physical and political. There's a very definite spiritual aspect to this whole situation that the United States and the world finds itself in, and that always gets conveniently ignored on all these programs.
Okay, that's I got to let you go because I got one more caller, and I appreciate that, and thank you very much. Now, Ian, thank you for waiting. I'm sorry, but what's on your mind? You've got about a minute.
Yeah, I want to make a point as to what Eric was saying. When you think about it, it's not implausible at all that they outsourced that research to Wuhan lab. I mean, look, our power elite's been outsourcing everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they outsourced the spying on Trump with the Crossfire Hurricane thing, the British intelligence and Five Eyes. Mm-hmm. We've been outsourcing our jobs, all right? It's entirely plausible that they outsourced that to Wuhan Lab, and they're outsourcing censorship because they know the government can't do it, so the power elite farmed it out to private companies.
Okay.
It's all making sense now.
All right, thank you. I got to go. Okay, go ahead, Denise, because we're going to run out of time.
Well, if you don't have the operations here in the United States and it's going on someplace else, what do you have? Plausible deniability.
That's right.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, the last time we heard it was, Barack Obama.
No, we actually heard it with Tony Bobulinski.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep. For the Ukraine thing.
China, yes.
Yep, that too. And what was he? Was he in charge of the corporation that they ran, that Junior ran there, whatever his name was?
Well, they were going to bring him in, and because he's an expert at what he does, and then he started looking at it and started, you know, asking some harder questions, and we have since found out that he left and things went sideways.
Alrighty, I'll have to talk to you tomorrow morning to be continued. So have yourself a great day and stay warm on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and computer's going to cut me off, so I'll be back for right after the break.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has signed an order to reinstate travel restrictions aimed at reducing the spread of coronavirus. Limits on non-U.S. citizens traveling to the U.S. from the U.K., Ireland, and much of Europe were lifted by former President Trump in his final days in office. This new order reapplies those restrictions and adds South Africa to the list of areas under restriction. The president also says he believes he may be able to raise his goal for vaccinations in his first 100 days to 150 million doses administered. He told reporters Monday that increased vaccinations would put the country on a path towards herd immunity.
I feel confident that by summer we're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity and increasing the access for people who aren't on the first on the list, all the way going down to children and how we deal with that. But I feel good about where we're going, and I think we can get it done.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. That's naa.edu on the website. Their phone number is 800-659-2080. And we will tell you where their campuses are located so that you can call up, make an appointment, and go take a visit. Here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, for you people up there in the snowstorm in New England and New York and Maine, it's coming your way too. If you want to make a phone call and schedule an appointment when you feel like driving, when better weather conditions, that is, you can call the National Aviation Academy at 800-659-2080. and asked to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, one of them is in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston. Today might not be the day you'd want to be traveling. We'll see. The second one is down here in Clearwater, Florida. By the way, right across the way from Tampa Bay. Go Bucks! Yep, we're in the Super Bowl, and they're right across the bay. So, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, asked to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, because that's the only way to find out for sure what is going on. All right, well, we start out the military and veterans news with this. President Joe Biden, number 46, has ordered the review of the Afghan peace agreement, which the U.S. and the Taliban entered into. Now, the U.S. is set to review the peace agreement reached under former President Donald Trump's administration about a year ago, including to assess whether or not the Taliban were living up to the commitments to cut ties with terrorist groups, to reduce violence in Afghanistan, and to engage in meaningful negotiations with the Afghan government and other stakeholders. I think we can all answer that. And under the peace agreement, all foreign forces were to leave Afghanistan by May of 2021 in exchange for the security guarantees from the Taliban. Well, if anybody in their right mind thinks that that's going to happen, I've got a piece of property I'll sell you in the downtown Moscow area that's worth 3 cents. Because I think where we're going with all of this is I believe that Joe Biden and company, and I'll tell you why in a minute, I believe we're going to still have a significant amount of troops in Afghanistan for quite a while to come. And here's why. It has to do with the mining of the product from those mines that's used predominantly by China, lithium, to make batteries. Now, batteries, in the age of the electric cars and electric whatever, you need to have the best lithium quality batteries that you can possibly make. And most of these computers now, lithium, new cell phones, lithium. You'll notice you got longer hours on the phone, longer hours on your computers and your tablets and whatnot. I've got one of each, so I've noticed it with the new batteries, and I do have new batteries, that my batteries last longer. And that's a good thing. So, with the electric cars, the problem has always been the batteries. And you can't drive an electric car 500 or 600 miles like you can hop in a truck and go do it. I had a pickup truck, for example. And you're welcome, Eric. I had a pickup truck, for example, that I could drive all the way to Kennesaw, Georgia, without even thinking about putting fuel in it. I had two tanks. Switch over from one tank was diesel. Switch over from one tank to the other. And when I got to Kennesaw, Georgia, I was looking for fuel because it was down to about a quarter of a tank. Now, that is right about 650 miles from where I came out of over here. So that's not bad. That's not bad. You can't do it in a car. Just doesn't work that way. So that's what's going on there. So anyway, I don't know what they're going to find out, but I'm pretty sure that that's going to be the reason why you're going to hear, well, you know, the Taliban haven't been living up to their deal, and we're going to have to keep our 2,500 troops there, or whatever it is. But in the meantime, former U.S. Central Command leader Lloyd Austin was confirmed as the next defense secretary. He's settled in very quickly, and he knows what needs to be done. When it comes to the military, obviously, he'll have to contend not only with a world of security threats and a massive military bureaucracy, but also with the challenge that's hit closer to home with rooting out the racism and extremism in the ranks, which is what they're trying to do now. They're actually trying to go in there and look at soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines' social media accounts to see what they've been sending out. And if they see some things they don't like, well, there may be some young men and women that might not be in the service much longer, and that's what they're doing. And that's just a sign of the times, I guess. In the meantime, a SEAL Team 6 member who pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter and the hazing death of Army Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar back in 2017 was sentenced to 10 years of confinement and a dishonorable discharge.
His lawyer confirmed that. And what a waste all over a hazing incident that never should have happened. By the way, the U.S. Africa Command says one of their drones, an MQ-1C Gray Eagle drone operated by U.S. Africa Command, made an emergency landing near Agadez in Niger. It was a malfunction of some type. They got it back, though. They got it back. And the Okinawans have called on President Joe Biden, number 46, as we like to call him, this week to reconsider construction of a new Marine Corps airfield on the island, while others in Japan hope he'll push for an accounting of the Japanese citizens kidnapped by North Korea, which the Japanese have been trying to, or I mean the Japanese have been trying to find out for years and years and years. Also, a U.S. aircraft carrier group led by the USS Theodore Roosevelt has entered the South China Sea to promote the freedom of the seas. Now, there was a warning put out yesterday by the Chinese that any vessels that come into territories that they claim to be China would be fired on by the Chinese Coast Guard. Now, Chinese Coast Guard vessels are out in there. They would fire on the vessels. So I wonder if they're going to fire on our aircraft carrier. That might not be too friendly when we get over in the areas where they're talking about, in particular the Straits. By the way, one of the first things that President Joe Biden did was putting an end to the state of emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border. That was a declaration by former President Donald Trump that funneled funding and troops to the country's southern border. There's only one problem. It's a week later. Troops are still there. Troops are still there. Oh, boy. Unbelievable. Also, at least some of the U.S. intelligence community purchases commercially available cell phone data containing local location information from smartphone apps and uses that search and track the movements of U.S. citizens without a grand jury subpoena or a court order were bought by the Pentagon's spy agency. They purchased the U.S. smartphone data without a warrant. And Washington Examiner is reporting that. And that was because of what happened in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. Now, I don't know if they can do that or not, and I don't know if anything that they know is allowed in a court of law. I'm not a lawyer. I'll have to get my lawyer friend back here again. But isn't that something? We just found that out thanks to the Washington Examiner. And they do a pretty good job. Now, Joe Biden... One of the things they were talking about here a while ago was changing the pay scheme on Air Force One. And the president's priorities don't include deliberating over the color of the aircraft as to what they're going to be or how they're going to be. So far, nothing has been done. I'm not surprised. All right. We'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up. It's about to get real. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 8542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Before we get started with Chris Markowski, this portion of the program brought to you by the Two Guys Gun Shows. That's Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. And you can find out more about them because their next show is going to be February the 13th and 14th. Down in Sarasota at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Robarts Arena, and they'll be there Saturday and Sunday. I'll be there on Saturday the 13th, probably till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The gates open at 9. But the thing of it is you'll have a great opportunity to be able to check out all the things that are going on there before whatever happens with this next round of gun control, which probably is coming. So go to the website, check it out, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. And over to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. It's been a wild show so far, and I want to start out with one of the hot topics for the evening. Joe Biden, number 46,
said that there's nothing that can ease COVID's dark winter, that abandoned his campaign rhetoric, which was, oh, well, we have a plan and we're going to institute it. Why did he do that, Chris?
Because he, you know.
He didn't have a plan. He didn't have a plan.
There is no plan.
No.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, we've gotten to a point in time where, you know, there's been a significant number of people in this country that have already gotten this, a significant number of people that have been asymptomatic and didn't even know that they had it. The virus is going to do what a virus is going to do, and you're limited in what you can do. You know, the whole thing started out was like 15 days to slow the spread. It was always about hospital capacity and trying to manage the amount of people that you can, you know, hospitals could handle.
Yeah.
So it didn't get out of control. Our situation in the United States, much better than the rest of the world because we have that type of capacity because, you know, up until this point in time, we don't have socialized medicine. Imagine if we did, the situation would have been much, much more like Europe's situation.
Yeah.
We've been doing a ton of tests, so you're getting a ton of results. And even, again, the positives that you're getting out there, it doesn't mean anything. I can't tell you how many kids that I know that have gotten it. They didn't even know that they had it, even though they tested positive. So, again, it's a terrible, terrible situation. Pandemics are awful. They happen from time to time. Again, the last major one we had was 1918, but we've had other ones in the past, and it's something we have to deal with. We didn't handle it properly. We decided to shut down the country. You take a look at the poverty numbers in the United States, the worst they've been in 50 years. You've got a million jobs lost in New York City. We've got to come back from this disaster that we put into place for no reason whatsoever.
Well, yeah, there was a reason, but then again, we can talk about that for the next 4.5 hours. But anyway, oh, and by the way, Fauci does have an answer for this. You heard what he said, right?
I know. What was his response?
Are you ready? Are you holding on to something tight? He says, wear another mask, put on 2 masks, and you'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Okay.
That's what he said. By the way, that comes from a $417,000 a year highest paid government official short of the president.
Listen, okay. Fauci was the one that told us not to wear masks. Now he's telling us to wear 2?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
All right. I don't know what else to say. All right, now listen, we've heard a lot about insider trading, right?
Yes.
Let me run this by you and you tell me what you think. Nancy Pelosi's husband, who's a multimillionaire many times over, he's been not only an investor but also a developer. He just put $1 million on Tesla, bought $1 million worth of stock on Tesla because he thinks it's going to flourish under Biden's administration, meaning we're going to have a bunch more electric vehicles.
It's a smart bet. I mean, for him, I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, they're very, very wealthy. Taking a $1 million position in Tesla is probably not that big of a deal to them.
He's nothing.
Probably goes along lines of, you know, portfolio management. It's a speculative move right now because you take a look at how high and the valuation of Tesla, but they are, as far as the technology for electric vehicles are concerned, they're, you know, far ahead of much of the competition. And yes, I mean, that is the underlying push. I mean, a lot of places, you know, they want to get rid of the combustion engine cars by 2035. Some of the other automakers, Volkswagen, had a rollout of electric vehicles, and they screwed it up. They didn't do a very good job of it, and they're running into trouble right now, and they're playing catch-up. But actually, the other major automakers, General Motors, whatnot, they're kind of heading in that direction, too. So, again, the kind of writing is on the wall. I think also you're going to see a major investment by insiders. You talk about what people in Washington can do is the build out of infrastructure and charging stations that they're going to have to, that we're obviously going to need to be placed all around the country in order to facilitate this 2035 electric vehicle push.
What do you think about Janet Yellen being confirmed yesterday as the first female Treasury Secretary? She's had some experience, of course, being the Fed chairman.
Yeah, I hope she's got her, her Miracle Grow and her her things so she can water the money tree, that magic money tree that seems to exist in Washington, where they continue to print money as far as the eye could see, because that's where we're at right now. I mean, she you know, she's changed the tune on many of the things that she had mentioned in the past to be involved in the Biden administration. I just don't think people fully understand and can get their arms around the type of debt that this country is in and just how bad it is.
All right. We're going to get a weather report from Saratoga Springs here. Okay. Good morning. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes.
Is it snowing up there? Is it snowing up there right now?
No, it's just cold, Captain. It's unbelievably cold.
Well, it's coming your the snow is coming your way. Trust me, it's coming your way. But what's your question for Chris today?
We were just talking about the Pelosi plan there in regard to their investment. What does Chris think about the hydrogen fuel cell?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
I've always thought that technology was phenomenal. And, you know, I mean, it was funny. They actually highlighted hydrogen vehicles in that second James Bond installment with Daniel Craig there, Quantum of Solace. They had hydrogen cars in that thing. And, you know, there's been some interesting developments in regards to it. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. I think that would be the technology to go to. They obviously haven't pushed it far enough to make it as viable. But the thing is, this is part of the problem in this country. When the government picks and chooses winners and losers, and if the government says, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do, then all of that money heads in that direction, whether or not it's the greatest idea or not. And this is where, you know, the free market doesn't work all of the time. If the government can get out of the way, oftentimes the best technology will thrive. But now everybody's, you know, electric vehicle, electric vehicle, electric vehicle. Someone comes and builds a better mousetrap right now, it becomes difficult to get financing simply because what are you going to do? You're going to go against the government? It's hard.
You know, my mind went to fuel cells when he talked about that. You know, the NASCAR race cars? Mm-hmm. That's where my mind went when he said that, because NASCAR has been doing a lot of experimenting, too, with what they're doing.
Well, this is, you know, believe it or not, people don't realize that a lot of technology for automobiles comes out of car racing in particular, not so much NASCAR, but Formula One racing. A lot of the technology and the things that are developed in those cars and the efficiency behind them eventually trickles into the cars that we drive.
Okay, so Apple warns that the iPhone 12 users may have a potential health risk with their heart devices because of the phone. What the hell is that all about?
I'm not sure about it. I didn't hear about this, where they're messing around with pacemakers or something like that.
Yeah, apparently that's what this is about. I just took a look at the story, and they're talking about people that have pacemakers.
Mm-hmm. Huh. What does it do? I mean, I haven't heard of any instances of anything happening.
Well, I haven't either, but they're warning people that there's something in there that could cause a pacemaker to go bonkers on them. But boy, oh boy. All right, well, the Supreme Court has passed on a bunch of cases that would have taken aim at the union fees on government workers, and they've chosen to stay away from that when it comes to the government and their union workers, at least.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about in regards to union
Supreme
workers?
Court was going, there were several cases that were pertaining to the fees, the union fees on government workers, where if you didn't want to belong to the union, those are closed shop employees, the majority of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, they got to pay the union dues, period, if they want a job. So there was a bunch of people that sued and says, no, I don't need to do that. Well, guess what? You work for the government, you do.
Again, this is an age-old debate that's been going on, whether or not you need to be forced into joining a union or, you know, paying in for union dues. You know, as well as I do, I'm not a big fan of public sector unions by any stretch of the imagination. So, again, it's an interesting battle. Actually, Amazon's having a battle with it right now as well.
I know. And we'll talk about that tomorrow because that's an interesting story. Okay, thanks, Chris. Talk to you tomorrow. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Coming up, Ron Edwards. And after him, somebody by the name of Emery? Didn't say Emery. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.